And welcome back. Now that we've tackled your podcast brand, let's talk about another necessity. Your podcast's cover art. Now, not every brand is going to have podcast cover art, but every podcast needs one. You cannot even submit to podcast directories like Apple and Stitcher and Spotify without one. Now, remember, your cover art is not your logo. It can contain your logo, but it shouldn't be the entire thing because then you're limiting your brand for other shows and product variations in the future. Now, your cover art needs to represent your show and your podcast brand visually speaking. So if your show is a serious interview series, for example, you probably don't want your cover art to exude a comedic feel. Likewise, the grayscale cover art that's really popular right now is perhaps the wrong direction for a fun show. Something to think about. Now, Apple and most other directories also specify that the podcast artwork should not be blurry or pixelated. It should not contain any explicit language or graphic or inappropriate content. Most directories also suggest that your artwork includes your show's name in a clear, large font. One thing to remember is that today's podcast listeners experience podcasts on various devices. Some may listen exclusively on their mobile phone, while others may toggle back and forth between their desktop computer, their phone, or even their tablet. Now, you'll also likely to use your cover art as a thumbnail in other settings, such as YouTube, SoundCloud, social media accounts, websites, even business cards. So podcast cover art must work on the same level as a podcast logo and be consistent with the rest of your branding. Now, your cover art should look great in big and even small sizes and everything in between. That's why having a large, clear font is so very important. The cover art needs to be clear and readable even at the thumbnail size. So try and limit the amount of script fonts that you use on that. One thing I usually see with new podcast cover art is some early versions are just way too busy. There's too much going on. And you might be tempted to include a complex blend of images and shapes and colors, and then you toss in your show's title and tagline and the name of all the hosts. Friends, just say no and walk away. Don't do that. Because less clutter will make it look better in smaller formats. So you want to limit yourself to 5 words or less and 2 or 3 primary colors. Avoid the crowded or busy designs in favor of a streamlined, clean look to it. Now, if you're new to design, let me introduce you to a tried and true design secret that my favorite graphic designer in the world shared with me a few years ago. The color wheel is an easy way to create color combinations that sell subtle messages to your audience. Traditionally, great choices are to choose colors right next to each other on the color wheel, and these colors together often signify harmony or cohesions and can often appear very mature. So formal or business podcasts often choose these colors for their cover art. Now, complementary colors, on the other hand, are directly across from each other on the color wheel. They contrast visually appealing, allowing for simple designs that pop and catch the eye. Now, color theory dictates that each color represents specific emotions and psychological states of being. Warm colors signify energy and action, while cool colors signify calm and peace. Now, red is a warm color that invokes passion or love or anger. So a lot of true crime podcasts tend to choose red, or even shows that are about love and relationships also do that. Now, on the flip side of that, green is an excellent color that signifies nature, renewal, and abundance or wealth. So podcasts about gardening or even finance are drawn to the color green when designing their cover art. Just something to think about. It's best to err on readability when designing cover art for your podcast. Don't fall prey to overly distracting or flashy fonts. Try not to use more than 2 fonts on the entire image. Go to 3, but you're really pushing it there. I want to mention you can make the best possible cover art before launching your podcast, but don't let that stop you from getting started. Don't fall into that analysis paralysis. Remember, it doesn't need to be perfect. It just needs to be good enough. Because sometimes we can get so overwhelmed with colors and fonts that paralysis analysis sets in. And we never get it done. So I want you to create the best possible cover art and launch your podcast with that. I don't want you to stay frozen at this stage trying to create that perfect cover art. In the end, while cover art can draw in potential audiences, publishing quality podcast episodes is better than holding back trying to perfect that perfect cover art design. After all, you can always change your cover art later as your show evolves or your tastes change. It's just the way it goes. So, if you are struggling to be creative, you're not a graphic designer, don't worry, I gotcha. There are tons of podcast cover art templates out there. Now, one of my personal favorites, Canva, has tons of podcast cover art templates. And the best part, they already meet Apple's requirements. Win-win in my book. We even use Canva here at Wildfire Creative for almost everything we do, from designing cover art for clients to social media and more. Okay, let's talk a little bit specifically about Apple Podcast requirements. In your workbook, we included requirements that Apple has so you will not miss a thing. As I mentioned earlier, podcast directories like Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play are great ways to get new listeners. But Apple Podcasts, formerly iTunes, is still the most popular and prominent. So unless you want to have a private podcast, which right now is available only to pre-approved subscribers, you must submit your show to Apple Podcasts for public listing. For that reason, adhering to the cover art requirements is especially critical. Now, Apple Podcasts will not accept any submissions without cover art, no matter how awesome your podcast trailer is, and we'll get into that shortly. And the most common reason Apple rejects submissions is that the cover art does not meet the requirements, okay? Your artwork helps listeners visually identify your podcast and represent your show's brand or logo. Creating exciting and compelling artwork can help your show attract new listeners and gain new followers and new subscribers. As a general rule, ladies, let's keep it simple. Apple Podcasts accept cover art ranging from 1400 by 1400 to 3000 by 3000 pixels. The larger size is always preferred. Now, congratulations on finishing module 2 of the Quick Launch Podcast Intensive. I am so very proud of you and all the work you've put in these last 2 weeks. Now, I know this process can be overwhelming, and y'all are doing a fabulous job. So keep up the great work. So in week 3, already, wow, we'll get into the nitty-gritty of all the techie stuff. Podcast tech, microphones, headphones, hosting. Don't worry, friends. You can do this. I believe in you. Okay? So if you have any questions at all whatsoever, please don't hesitate to ask. I'm here for you. So send your questions to info@wildfirecreativecompany.com, and I'll make sure to address them during our weekly coaching time. Speaking of coaching time, don't forget, this Thursday, 11 a.m. Central, we'll send you the link, and make sure to check the Facebook group for any updates and any discussions or questions. Have a great week, y'all.